The temple, built on a site overlooking the Caffarella Valley, has come down to us because it was transformed into a Christian church in the 6th century, although it has since been deprived of all the important artworks it once contained. Originally, it was a temple built in the 2nd century AD and dedicated to Ceres, the goddess of grain crops, and Faustina, the wife of Emperor Antoninus Pius, who was deified by her husband after her death. It was erected by Herodes Atticus, a wealthy Athenian and tutor to the future Emperor Marcus Aurelius, in honor of his deceased wife Annia Regilla, whose statue he placed inside the temple. The later church was dedicated to Saint Urban, bishop and martyr, often confused with Pope Urban I, who died in AD 230. The Roman structure of the temple has been preserved, although the wall paintings of the lives of saints are dated to the 11th century. The name of Saint Urban for the church, however, is documented only from the 14th century. Abandoned a number of times, it was restored in 1634 by Cardinal Francesco Barberini. The Roman building featured a pronaos, or vestibule, at the front, reached by a flight of steps. Some of the steps are still visible, while others are buried underground. The pronaos, which was originally open, was closed during the restoration work in 1634. The walls also incorporate four columns and an architrave of Pentelic marble from the quarries on Mount Pentelicus near Athens. The rest of the structure is made of bricks. The rectangular cell of the temple was subsequently used as a church. The walls are divided into three horizontal bands, separated from the vaulted ceiling by a stucco frieze featuring arms, breastplates, and shields. The middle band contains a cycle of medieval frescoes, dated to the 11th century, but altered and repainted during the 17th century restoration work. The cell is covered by a barrel vaulted ceiling with considerable remains of stucco decorations. The octagon in the center encloses a male and female figure taking part in a procession and probably depicts Annia Regilla and Herodes Atticus. In 1962, the church was annexed to an adjacent private property and transformed in part into lodgings for the guardian. In 2002, the building was then purchased by the City of Rome and assigned to the diocese, which reopened the church as a place of worship in 2005.